Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Yelp Tampa Bay podcast. My name is Brett Nels, and today I'm sitting down with a very busy man, David Osterweil, the CEO and founder of FitLife Foods. Thanks for taking time out of your crazy schedule.
Thanks a lot, Brett. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. All right, so I'm going to ask you a question to start things off that you've probably answered 1,000 times, but I'm sure many people listening to this have not heard. Just the story of what you were doing before FitLife Foods, like how the embryo of the idea of this company started and kind of like how you've evolved into what it's become.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was with Outback Steakhouse and Carrabba's and Bonefish, all these brands before I started FitLife Foods. I was head of business development, and you know, I would sit there and we would do a lot of food and menu development in this role as well. And I was doing a lot of that work for one of the Carrabba's brand. And my wife and I, you know, I'm running marathons on the weekend. We're doing a bunch of races. We both work full time. And, you know, I was just like, something's not jiving here for me. And I wanted to figure out how I could, you know, bring people, you know, just fresh, delicious, these healthy meals. You know, you see all these recipes in different magazines, whether it's Men's, you know, Health or Runner's World, and you're sitting there and you're like, who has time to make this stuff? So, you know, where we both work, we have kids, you know, life's crazy. We wanted to figure out, you know, how to make it easier. But actually the real story, you know, and I don't go into this too often, but is, you know, actually in 2008, my daughter was born, and it was a really challenging first year. She actually had a number of different, you know, just surgeries and other things. And it was challenging for us, but we actually escaped to a spa for like a week, a year later. Mm-hmm. And it was a place up in the Berkshires, a place called Canyon Ranch. It was a spa up there. And we got to work out all day. We got to eat really healthy, delicious food all day. I mean, it was just a great trip that, you know, for active people, we loved it. And I remember when I left there, I was in the airport and I tasted food and I was like, whoa, I could like taste the salt. And, you know, all that news came out this week about the new, you know, that 70% of the average Americans right now are having 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day, which is unbelievable.
Wow.
And I said, I want to figure out how to bring that type of food to people every day. So that was seeing the magazines and being a runner and working where I'd worked. I was like, it all just kind of came together.
Yeah, it's amazing. So in my household, I know that, you know, for me personally, hosting Yelp events every month and having meetings about hosting Yelp events every month and spending hours and hours every week on Yelp looking at crazy pictures of food. And the fact that I'm extremely lazy when it comes to cooking, it speaks to me like no other. And I could tell you my fiance is one of your best customers.
Oh,
she just walked
you.
Out. She just left this morning, left the house with a couple of things and said, hey, mention that I'm taking my breakfast
awesome.
And lunch.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, she loves it. I love it. It's amazing, and it's kind of amazing that it wasn't something that more businesses were doing before. Did you kind of think that in the beginning? Like, why isn't this a thing?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of what we've seen out there is, you know, there's a lot of meal delivery services, you know, but it's a very different type of a business, right? I mean, they basically say, hey, pick your diet, you know, and that's not kind of what we're all about. We're more about a performance, you know, company where we want people to, you know, success-minded people to be able to get the meals that are going to help them be successful in their day. You know, and we've seen a lot of the deliveries where they kind of force a lot of product on you and you don't necessarily have the time to eat all that. And, you know, for us, it was about giving people really just the flexibility of being able to come in and get a lot of meals. But it is a little bit more of a complex business when you do it that way too.
Yes.
So
I was going to ask you about that. So I've played around with a couple different companies that did delivery because, again, I speak to my laziness. You know, I don't even
sure.
want to drive to
sure.
go get the food sometimes.
Sure.
But I had issues with both just on communication, delivery times were inconsistent. So I wondered, like, I'm sure you guys have discussed that, but I would imagine that at the same time, unless you feel like you can really perfect it, you probably would rather not do it at all.
That's exactly right. So we are, and I will say, you know, we are looking at delivery. We're actually actively working on it as an initiative to go in that direction. But it's all about giving the customer an awesome experience and making it super flexible for them too. Mm-hmm. So it's how do we do that? You know, because we're crafting these meals every week. And every day for our store. So if people have a dish that they love, we want them to be able to get it again. And that's something that you can't necessarily do with some of those, you know, where they set the menu and you, here's what you're eating.
That is very true. Last night when I was looking up the, just doing some research on you guys, I noticed 11 locations now. And what I didn't know was that 3 of them are outside of the Tampa Bay area, 2 in South Florida, 1 in Orlando. How recently did that happen?
Yeah, so we opened up in Orlando about a month ago. We opened up in South Florida about 4 months ago, and it's been going great. It's very unusual that you have stores outside of your home market where you're from that are outperforming even some of your home stores. So that's we're excited about that. So we're looking to really kind of go a lot deeper into Orlando, South Florida. We're actively looking at more locations and even some other markets potentially.
How did you decide on those locations? And first of all, you had to sort of decide on expanding in the Bay Area, and that was probably a thing of just like specific neighborhoods. And then now you have to decide like, what metro do I want to go into? I'm sure that was a pretty long process, and I'm curious about it.
Yeah, so we, you know, we had to go, you know, we do everything in our central culinary center in Plant City. So we had to obviously do some, you know, get to some areas that were closer, you know, to that, and that would be within a striking distance of that area. So it's not like we were going up to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. You know, we are tethered a bit. So for us, it was just identifying the areas. And, you know, when you look at Florida and Georgia, there's really not too many areas. So yeah. It kind of just made sense.
Gotcha. Well, so I know we've done a couple of Yelp events. That was the original location in South Tampa on Del Mar, right?
It was.
And so you had your culinary sort of center in the back. I was going to ask, like, does the food get prepped there? But you mentioned something about Plant City.
Right.
Now.
So yeah, so we moved out to a very large facility in Plant City, Florida. It's an awesome, you know, facility that's, you know, they start, you know, with they're creating 400 recipes every single day, you know, from scratch, that are going into over 115 different menu items with, you know, a variety of sizes. And, you know, we love that area. It's a little bit closer to some of our local providers, and it's just it's a lot better of a facility when you can kind of spread out a little bit more. Although Andrew's already lobbying me for more room.
Well, the funny thing is that when you look at the outside of the original location, you'd have no idea the size of the kitchen that was sitting back there.
Yeah.
So I was already impressed enough by that. I can only imagine the size.
I still get nostalgic when I walk back there, and now there's just a training lab for our stores now. So I'm very nostalgic. I'm like, okay, I dumped all my life savings into that, you know, store in the back, and I'm like, it's gone. You know?
Yeah. And that's what I was going to ask. So when you were thinking of introducing this concept, at that time, were you just crossing your fingers that just that one location worked out? Or did you think, maybe this could kind of spread and really kind of be all over?
Yeah, I mean, when I started it, I mean, you know, I had to go through the planning process and, you know, really kind of think through what, you know, some of the future would be for the concept. It was never just about building the one store. I knew that we were going to be doing something that was going to be special. I knew it was going to be something we'd want to bring to more people. The how of getting there is never exactly as clear or exactly in a perfectly straight line that you think it is. But but there was the kind of the planning of it. It was a lot of, crossing our fingers, right? Hoping. I still remember, you know, like it's yesterday, Judah Rubin was the first customer that walked in the door and gave me that first dollar. And I was like, oh Lord, thank you. You know, so, you know, somebody coming in and actually, and it was just, to me, that was really, that still is one of the most amazing things that happens every day is that, you know, customers who, you know, work so hard for their, you know, for their money and what they do every day. And they come in and they decide to make that choice to invest really their dollars in their health themselves with us. And they trust us to do this every day. And to me, that's just the coolest thing still.
We make a great product. So we have no choice as a community. Again, we're too lazy. We don't want to cook.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the future, if you look 5 years, 10 years down the road, is it something that you want to be in the Southeast? Do you envision an even grander scheme than that?
Well, what I say is we have some things that we actually had an awesome town hall meeting yesterday with all of our stores getting together, our culinary center and our whole team. And one of the things that we finished with is our contagious success story. We do this at every town hall where we talk about, some of the different successes that our customers are seeing. And when I hear some of the stories that I'm hearing about, parents who now have the strength, the ability of being able to pick up their kids now, or being able to run and keep up in a race with them, or saving time in their day so they can do more things, or just some really other powerful stories that I can't go into right now, but they're just unbelievable. When I think about that, all I can think about is how can we not bring this to more people? How can we not do this? Because it's cool. I always say it's awesome to be able to wake up every day and be able to hope to solve a problem for other people. That's a cool purpose.
I love that. That's why I have you on the episode for inspirational things like that. So tell me about Chef Andrew Ruga, who is your executive chef. Is that his title?
Yeah, he's our corporate chef, our VP of culinary operations. He's kind of our jack of all trades when it comes to all things food. But Andrew's a special guy. He has a really diverse background. I mean, he served in our armed forces. He, represented the National Guard on Emerald Live and won a cooking competition. He worked as a private chef in Aspen. He worked for Canyon Ranch, and really just has a pretty awesome background. He actually. One of my favorite stories about Andrew is when he worked for Chef Robert Irvine, from I guess it's Restaurant Impossible or one of those different things. And Andrew tells me about it on his first night, he threw a lamb chop at him, it's great. But Andrew, he's really an artisan when it comes to his cooking and his craft. But it's also it's a very complicated business that he's managing in Plant City with the Culinary Center. And but it's great. But every month we're doing our Green Label Special. We're about to start calling it our Featured Fit Meal that rolls out with our updated menu in July that we've been working on. And it's about staying inventive and creative and doing new things and doing that every month. Actually, we just finished our You Be the Chef contest where we asked customers to participate and kind of jump in the kitchen with them. So
yeah, well, I know you guys had like a March Madness type bracket, correct?
We did our March Madness bracket. That's fun.
And then just now you were doing a thing where you have people basically vote. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, we love to get ideas from our customers about what we're doing. I mean, I think for this one, we ended up getting, like over 200 different submissions for different ideas. And there's a lot of people who want pizza. And I'm just like, have you ever microwaved a pizza? Like, you put it in a flavor box and it's just not going to come out the same. So, but, it was narrowed down to five menu items. And then I think that went out yesterday actually to now vote for the next 2 weeks, and then the winner will get to go into the Culinary Center and
that's crazy.
Cook it up.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask. I mean, when you, especially let's take it back even to the March Madness one, we had the voting. I mean, were you guys kind of like secretly kind of hoping for one or two that you had more like optimism about?
For the March Madness thing, it's really just kind of cool. It's, we don't really have any say in it. It's what the customers are voting every time they purchase. So whatever one is, purchased the most, whatever one ends up, that's who beats whom. And that's how the winner is determined. So we don't even, we have nothing to do with it. We kind of have we have our inside information. We kind of know which way we think it's going to go, but it's, I think, our used to be our supercharged chicken and then enchilada, had it for a couple of years, and then this year I think actually our Hong Kong unfried rice took the title. So
yeah, that's cool. I was gonna ask, so have you guys ever tried a menu item that you were kind of like worried about, like you mentioned with the pizza, like I don't know if that's gonna really work, and then it just surprised everybody and took off?
We've had a couple different ones. you know, I wasn't so sure actually about, we have a breakfast called a granola berry bake. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this thing is really going to work the way it's, you know, kind of developed here. And Andrew's like, no, trust me, trust me. I'm like, all right, let's go. So we put it out there and people love it. It's been one of the more popular breakfast items that we have. You know, Greek meatballs, when it first came out, it was a little out there. I mean, you know, with feta put into it and a unique spice blend and this, you know, kind of lemon sauce that he puts over it is really just unbelievable. But, you know, we're just kind of, you know, are people going to really think this is healthy? Because it is, and it's balanced, and it has all the great, you know, it's got the right amount of carbohydrates and proteins and fat, but also the right level of flavor and the right calorie and sodium. So, and it took off. But we certainly have a graveyard of items that have absolutely panned too. I think a lot about Ben and Jerry's graveyard that they have up there in Vermont, right? Where the hero bean salad is, has been properly put away, not to return.
Hey, I love the Greek meatball, so I'm glad you guys stuck with that one. So when we had our first Yelp event, I can't remember if it was 2013 or 14.
Sounds about right.
Somewhere in there. 13, yeah. And I was talking with Chef Andrew, and he was telling me the hours he keeps. And it was pretty insane. And that's when you guys had maybe three or four locations. Yeah. So what hours is he keeping these days?
Well, it kind of goes back and forth. I'm always encouraging him to, hey, you gotta balance it off a little bit more. But I guess the world of a chef is a different world. But as we continue to add more locations, he's really kind of bolstered and put up a great team. We have a head of our operations actually up in Plant City as well that works with him, Chris Brown, who really does a phenomenal job working with him. And they've got a great management team out there. So he's got some support. But as we add more stores and just as we add new items, he's always jumping back on the line. So.
Well, he was talking about like getting there at 3 a.m. That still goes on.
I think he still does that. Yeah, a lot of the time.
I was up till 1:30 a.m. last night. So right. I don't get how people wake up at 3. It's crazy to me.
He's Andrew. I was with him yesterday. We were actually doing we were testing reheating instructions yesterday, going through it with Andrew and Nadine, our product manager, and his sister happened to be in town, and I said, you know your brother's Superman, right? So it was pretty funny. Yeah.
Fun. Speaking of reheating instructions, that's another thing that FitLife to me, and I've tried a few different brands, and FitLife, I mean, it's so on the money every time. And I don't know how you guys manage to perfect that because everybody's microwave is different.
Yeah, so this is something that I think, and we get a lot of comments actually about this because you know, hey, I don't understand how this comes out so well. Yeah. And the reality is it's not perfect because, right, you may have a flavor box that's 800, you know, you might have one that's 1200 or it's just different, a flavor box microwave, sorry, I'm just trying to translate there. And it's always going to be a little bit different. So, but I always say pretty much with everything, remove the lid, replace it loosely, put it on there for a minute and a half to 2 minutes. It's going to be some people like things hotter, some people like things colder. So, you know, you just kind of do it to your temp. But it works out. In that range.
Tell me about, there's a lot of specialty diets out there with gluten-free, paleo, vegetarian, all that sort of thing. Yep. How do you guys manage that? That can't be too easy.
Carefully. Yeah, there's a lot of requests out there. I would say we try and really cast the net as wide as possible. We are about 70% gluten free. So you know we know that there's a lot of individuals out there who you know have celiac disease, and we want to kind of make sure that we're really very accommodating to that. We're continuing to add to our vegetarian lineup. It's something that we get a lot of requests about. So we actually have an egg-free scramble coming on to our menu here in the next menu update. We have some vegetarian tacos coming onto our menu. So we're always trying to innovate there. We have some different paleo items that we're always looking to add on. We know it's a trend that's popular. So you know, there's a little bit of something for everyone. the biggest trend that we're focused on is balance, right? We just want it to be balanced. We want to make sure we keep people's energy levels optimized. And we really stick there. But yeah, you can't go too deep into any one of those areas because it ends up being just, you then isolate a whole nother group.
Exactly. So, right. The non-paleo people.
Right.
So. Do you have any personal experience with paleo? We have our new intern at Yelp. She's trying it and she's loving it. I've never tried it. Have you?
I haven't. I mean, no, I'm pretty much I run to eat type of guy. So, I haven't, you know, but we have a number of people, you know, on our team, you know, CSLs, our community store leaders that run our stores, you know, some of them, you know, follow that, you know, not, I would say is I haven't, you know, there's been different, durations I'm seeing of some of these. So an individual will jump on it, maybe they'll do it for a period of time and then they'll jump off and they'll maybe go to something else. I think everybody's just different and has their kind of their own style and approach to it. So,
well, I mean, you've got a quite a busy life, so that's kind of why I asked. So you're the type of person that you would rather sort of be able to eat a little bit more liberally and balance that out with extra running.
I mean, you know, the way I focus on food and I focus on health, you know, I eat our food, you know, for a lot of meals throughout the week, right? Because you're getting the right portion size, you're getting the right balance, you're getting the right flavor for that. But absolutely, I mean, you know, I'm always trying to, I love going to new restaurants and trying new things out. I love, you know, indulging, you know, when you go on vacation or you go on a trip, I try not to overthink it too much because there's enough, you know, to kind of think about and worry about in life. And, you know, food should be fun. It shouldn't be something that people, you know, spend so much time trying to you know, overthink. It's just, but make smart choices, right? I mean, you know, you're not going to find me, you know, indulging in a 32 ounce or even a 16 ounce or probably even an 8 ounce, you know, big, you know, a full fat milkshake anytime soon, or dumping the dressing all over a salad. I mean, you just make smart choices when you're going through your life. And
so when you're finding these new restaurants, I assume you might be using a little app called Yelp.
You know, it's funny you say that. I'm actually going on vacation. It's actually the first real vacation I've taken in a long time. And, I'm actually going out west, and that's all I'm about is going down Yelp and trying to figure out where, you know, between the reviews and the pictures and everything. I mean, that's how I'm making all those, that's an investment in that time on that trip. And I want to make sure it's the right investment, you know, in our time.
That's how a lot of people start using it is they're like, hey, I'm in some city I've never been to.
Exactly.
I'd love to see what they have to offer. And then you come back home and you're like, wait a second, I bet there's some really cool places right here that I don't even know about.
That's exactly right. I mean, for us, I mean, we are really, I mean, all of our community store leaders are really engaged with Yelp. We love the conversation back and forth between the customers that, you know, sometimes they'll give you some opportunities for improvement and, you know, you just respond to those and you talk about kind of the areas, you know, and they may not fully understand a certain issue too. So we want to take the opportunity. We're fortunate that we have the vehicle to be able to explain it to them. And then, you know, more often than not, we just get, you know, really awesome fans talking about what we're doing. And it's an opportunity for us to just be appreciative of that too.
I love that you use the term, they give us an opportunity for improvement. That's a good way of putting it. And that's why I think you guys, another reason that you're so successful on Yelp is because, criticism is going to happen for any business in the world. You look up the most popular restaurant in the U.S. and it's going to have, you know, 30 people that gave it a 1-star review and said they hated it. So, I think taking it in stride is what I try to preach to any business owner.
But I also encourage, you know, customers out there to give us an opportunity or give any restaurant out there an opportunity to try and fix it on site first. Give them that opportunity. Don't be silent, because as somebody who, you know, I bootstrap my business from the ground up, I put my life savings into this. And I've got an amazing team that's, you know, working, people like Chef Andrew that are working, you know, starting at 3 o'clock in the morning every day to put out an unbelievable product, you know, give businesses that opportunity to make it right as well. And if they choose not to make it right, then feel free to post that review and that in that challenge to that business and see how they react then, because maybe they, you know, didn't have the opportunity to fix it.
Well, you're doing everything you should be by responding to those reviews. That's one thing that, again, if any business owner ever asks me, what should I be doing on Yelp? Like, what's the main thing? And it's above all else, respond to every review that you get, because why not?
They're, you got to engage.
Whether they are spending the time to, you know, really compliment your business and say how much they love it, like, why wouldn't you thank them for that? Or if they did have something critical to say, why wouldn't you say, hey, like, we see your concerns. You took a few minutes to write about that. We want to make it better. Now, when you were going back to when you first started the business and you're worried about things like the business model and like hiring employees and like all these crazy things. Not running out of money. At what point did you actually think, oh man, like, I'm going to have Yelp reviews. I have to think about that too.
You know, yeah, I think I started thinking about this pretty much, you know, at the beginning too. I mean, this was something that we were kind of all over at the beginning. I think the biggest thing that I was also really focused on is, you know, we take some great photography of our food and we really focus on that. We love doing this. We love the opportunity to share our food, you know, with people out there and our stores and the way that they look. So we actually wanted to be able to do that. So I think when I started seeing some of these photos that were out there and they weren't necessarily the best, they weren't the truest representation of what we were, I was like, how can I really share a little bit more with our customers about what we did? And that's, I think, was the first kind of, that was the light bulb moment for me when I was like, okay, we've got to make sure we're doing this. And I think I reached out to somebody at Yelp to start that all.
Nice. Tell me about Project U.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Yeah, so our Project U program has, when I talk about those contagious stories that we have out there, they really, most of them will stem from Project U. So this is actually a free program, 100% free, that we do in store for customers. You simply make an appointment, you come into our stores, and what we will do is you will sit down with a wellness coach and you can talk about your goals, what you're trying to achieve. We'll do all of your measurements and we'll actually conclude by doing your basal metabolic rate. So this is actually the amount of calories that your body burns at rest every single day. So, you know, in this world of information being accessible everywhere, right? I mean, you can get the answer to any question. But Brett, do you know how many calories your body burns at rest each day?
I sure don't.
Right, you have no idea, right?
My Apple Watch tries to tell me.
Yeah, but it's
no
wrong. Yeah. So, but if you go into a store and we actually go through that, we'll tell you that. And it's information that I think helps people be more successful. So then they go through and they'll actually help with some meal scheduling for you. And that's scheduling our meals, but also scheduling, you know, look, to the point I made earlier about some of those delivery services, you know, you're going to have meetings, you're going to have different things that are going to come up in your day, different appointments, family obligations, and you may not be able to eat every single meal from a delivery service or from FitLife or from, you know, whatever you're doing. So, okay, let's talk about, hey, you're going to have a meeting here. You're going to be going out to dinner. Let's talk about, or a lunch meeting. Let's talk about the choices you're going to make at this lunch. Let's talk about what you're going to have here. If people work off of a plan, then they're so much more successful. So we just want to help you develop that schedule to do that. So,
And a couple more questions. The meal plans that you guys offer.
Sure.
Care to share that with the listeners?
Yeah, I mean, we just do a member meal account. It's kind of like the best way I describe it is it's a college meal plan for adults. So basically you prepay an amount, you get a discount, and you come in and basically treat the fridge like you would your own. Just make sure you close the door. So, and you know, you just grab the meals and we'll take them right off your account and go through that. And we actually have our Recycle Rewards program too. So as long as you're a customer in our system, name, email address, that's pretty much it. When you bring back your containers, we upcycle those and turn them into hard permanent plastics. We don't reuse those, obviously, but we upcycle these containers, and after a certain amount, you get a free meal. You actually get $10 credit to the store.
Right.
So if you think about it, you eat the meal, you recycle the container, upcycle the container, You've wasted nothing. So if you think about how many food occasions you go through where you actually waste something, it's really unbelievable. I mean, I was talking to one of my friends the other day who does Blue Apron, which I've tried a couple of times too. And I mean, the amount of waste that that generates between all the portion cups and everything else, it's really unbelievable if you think about it. I mean, it's an incredible carbon footprint they're leaving there.
Yeah, you know, I never even really thought about that, but you're right. You never really throw anything away from a FitLife meal. Right. And we have one cabinet designated in our kitchen that has nothing but the recycled, trays?
Yeah, the recycled containers.
The containers. So it's, is it 20? Is that right?
Yeah, it's 20. And, you know, we're probably going to adjust that, you know, because we want to add some other types of rewards to it. So, you know, there's some cool ideas out there.
Yeah, and that was kind of a nerdy question that I had. So that's, again, I go back to when you're just like conceptualizing the business.
Yeah.
Like, I was just curious if you're like, all right, 20, bring back 20 and you get a $10 credit. Did you just kind of throw that out there arbitrarily and it stuck, or was there like actual science?
Well, you got to do a little math to make sure it actually makes sense and you're not going to, you know, I think we're the only concept that does that type of stuff. You know, you can bring back actually the containers. Mm-hmm. We say let's reward the customers for doing something good for the environment versus necessarily just rewarding something for purchasing.
Yeah.
You know, we want people to kind of feel it.
Yeah.
Point in my chest, point in my heart. So.
All right, so the website is eatfitlifefoods.com. Was fitlifefoods.com taken?
It was taken. This is a funny story. I reached out to the guy when I was starting the business who owned FitLife Foods, and he was just sitting on it. He's parked on it. Yeah. He still is there, parked on it. And he wanted me to pay him like $60,000 for the website. And I said, I couldn't afford that, and there's no way. So I was like, well, Eat Fit Life Foods will have to do. So, but on Facebook, we're Fit Life Foods.
Right. So. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So you guys are active on Facebook?
We're active on Facebook. We're active on Instagram. We're most active, I would say, on Yelp, though.
Nice. So. Twitter?
We are on Twitter. We are on Twitter, too. But we don't do as much on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's...
it's limited for you.
Yeah, well, we're not celebrities. You know, I don't think people care like what we're doing and how, you know, the breath we took like Kim Kardashian or something like that. So,
what about Snapchat? That's the new fad.
I mean, you know, Kendall, who actually does a lot of our social media, I think she does some stuff on Snapchat occasionally. So,
I think I might get converted soon. I thought it was just for the kids, but they're
cool.
Doing some good stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Snapchat's great.
All right, I might download it this weekend. All right, so you can find Yelp Tampa Bay on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Yelp Tampa Bay. No Snapchat just yet. And you can follow Genghis Flan on social media and check out what kind of concerts they are doing in the near future, because they provide our music royalty-free. David, thanks so much for being on.
Thanks a lot, Brett. Good to talk to you.
You got it. And until next time, we will see you on Yelp.